And again, as we go forward, and I'm looking at the language in Article 4, Section 27, the power of the governor to control the rate of and reduce expenditures. And it goes back to my question previously. The governor may control the rate at which any appropriation is expended during the period of the appropriation by allotment or other means, and may reduce the expenditures of the state or any of its agencies below their appropriations whenever the actual revenues are less than the revenues estimates upon which the appropriations were based. And again, we're not in a circumstance where we are below that. And so really my question is twofold in how we maintain the integrity of the appropriations process. And there's two parts to that. And that is, number one, the governor spending more on a given issue than was appropriated. But as you pointed out, when we give the governor an E, which allows him flexibility, he can do that. But the more troubling piece of that is withholding from some areas where we identified an amount to be appropriated, for example, public schools, and then the governor withholding from those areas and then spending it in other areas. And it's the combination of the withhold from one area and the expenditure in another, which, at least from my involvement in the process, is fairly unprecedented. And again, I just want to be cautious that we're maintaining the integrity of the process. And I think, as Senator Lemke pointed out, there's two issues here. One is the kind of immediate timing. In other words, what bills are due before June when we come back in here and we'll deal with a supplemental budget, that if we don't have a mechanism, whether it's the governor's withholds and expenditures or some other mechanism, to deal with those on an expedited basis. So, for example, the city of Joplin doesn't get hung up on something not having sufficient cash. That's one issue. But the other issue is long-term, going into the rest of the fiscal year after January, by continuing to withhold and expend money in other areas other than what was in the budget. Because that could be dealt with as the budget usually is, which is a presentation from the executive branch on where they think it's appropriate for the money to be spent, and then seeking the approval of the General Assembly. And again, I think we're butting up against a line here that there's a lot of gray area. And frankly, I think it's unprecedented in a lot of ways between the executive and the General Assembly and how this works. And some of those things may be necessary, maybe they're not. We don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out in this process. But with that in mind, because I think that's a much longer picture issue for us to resolve, what we need to know is, before we come back in January for a supplemental, what bills are going to come due on behalf of the state of Missouri. In other words, what checks are coming in that we got to cash?
And we obviously will know a lot more by then than we would know right now. We won't know precisely, but we will definitely have more information than we have right now. My concern is, right now, any numbers that I've had seen or even heard have varied so widely, we can't count on them. We're talking about wide swings. And so we will have much better information at that point in time, Senator. We just don't have it right now.
But, but for example, with Mr. Barr from the Joplin Public School System and Ms. Jones, those are some pretty readily identifiable numbers and time frames. And so if, for example, if the city of Joplin and the school district can come up with those numbers, and I understand they're not exact numbers, but I would suspect they're probably pretty close, and come up with the timing, and I think they gave us a pretty decent picture of when some things may be due soon, I don't understand why OA can't do that for the General Assembly.
And we will. We just can't now. And frankly, Senator,
But why not?
Because we don't have good estimates of what the dollar amounts are. The Corps has not given estimates to FEMA. As far as I know, FEMA has not gotten the actual bills from the Corps for debris removal, for example. We just don't have enough information. And I don't want to give you numbers that are dramatically wrong. I would rather wait just a little bit longer and give you decent numbers.
But you can't even give us a number in the ballpark? Because our concern is the governor continues to withhold from education, from both K-12 and higher ed, and from a lot of other things. I was glad to see the money that he released the other day for women's shelters and some of the other things, but there's still a substantial amount of withholding going on, yet the counter side to that coin is you don't know what the amount is. And so it does give me some concern that you continue to withhold, yet you can't give us an estimate of what the expenditures are that you're withholding for.
Yeah, and We have said that we're setting aside $150 million, and that is the closest number I have right now for what the state's potential obligation may be. And like I said earlier, the biggest unknown is what's going to happen with the flooding. There's nobody has gotten in there to do any kind of assessment on the damage related to the flooding, and that's going to be a while. So I just...
For example, on infrastructure from flooding, I mean, we do know what roads, MoDOT knows what roads were destroyed as a result of the flooding.
We don't know what levees may have to be rebuilt.
Aside from the levees, and we'll get to that issue in a minute, but we know what wastewater treatment plants and what drinking water plants have been impacted and what costs they may have, which, again, aren't necessarily costs of the state, but you can certainly, I think those things are identifiable, and then you can look at what share may fall upon the state. So, again, I'm just... You know, as we go forward, knowing what bills are going to come in before we come back as the General Assembly in January, especially as the Appropriations Committee and start looking at supplemental budget, we really need to know what bills are going to come due, what checks the state of Missouri needs to back up before January.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, we do too, and we're obviously looking for that information as well. So as it becomes available, decent, solid estimates, we will make sure you have that.